Blog Talk Radio.
93 Sweet FM Insta. Yeah, I'm the Floss Child Boots Rothschild, and I'm in here commentating for my man Tweed Cadillac. 93.Tweed FM is on, coming every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in with your requests, 347-308-8747, and holler at my man Sweet
93 Cadillac, baby.
Yeah, that's kind of smooth right there, ain't it? You gonna hear some of the oldies, man, that you ain't heard in a long time, Jack.
Uh-huh. 93 Sweet,
cause Cadillac gonna take it from here to there. And make you get your game on, man. Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in your request at 347-308-8747. You know that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. Straight old school R&B, smooth rap, jazz. Ah! Hosted by my man Tweed Cadillac. So make no mistake, you just tune on in and listen to my man Sweet Cadillac do his thing. Yeah. Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm the commentator, the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, East Coast player.
93 Sweet.
I've been blessed to come on in here and do a few things. Now you sit back and relax. And check out my man Tweed Cadillac.
93 Sweet FM. So you like that? I know you do.
93.Tweed FM. Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in and check out Tweed Cadillac. 347-308-8747. Block Talk Radio.
Welcome, one and all. 93.Tweed FM. Ism. During the Thursday night flight, I am your host, the party rocking player, Tweed Cadillac, baby. Tonight's special guest will include the legendary Chris Jasper, the world famous Isley Jasper, Isley Glenn. Call in with your dedications, requests, or donations. 93.Tweed FM. I am for the people. I'm with the people. I tell your people. The only station, I repeat, the only station. Playing lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. 93.Tweed FM, y'all. Tonight, welcome Chris Jasper, the incredible Chris Jasper. I want to send out a special shout out to Mr. Keyshawn Gilmore. Today is his birthday. I'm holding down this microphone. They call me the party rocket player, the original Los Angeles speed spitter. You're tuned in to 93.3 FM, the only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations. Tell a hater to tell a player. Special guest star, Mr. Chris Jasper. Heard you from Insatiable Woman, Caravan of Love, Showdown. The list goes on. I'm 3-Point Tweet FM, 347-308-8747. Don't touch that knob, it's my day job. If I don't work, I can't eat. If I can't eat, I can't sleep. Holler at a player, but don't yell, y'all.
Baby, love, blending to the light. I'd like to do your prayer. hello to the bad guys. It's Haz and it's on the official Country City Boys, Ike and Shite. We stopping through the show I love with 93 Tweed FS. With Tweed Cadillac, from Odie to Smooth Rap. Every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You dig?
Yep.
Well, I'll say that. Word on the street is,
yeah, baby,
I'm a high-speed moving soul train. Get in my way if you dare.
Having a real showdown.
93.3, that's
yeah,
it.
Can you see what's happening? Whatever's going down, I'm full of you. Girl, you know I'm with you, baby. I'm looking down on my, should I try to play it cool? You know that I'll play it right.
Once again, 347-308-8747.
not too late to go tell a hater to tell a player. Next week's guest will include the almighty R&B legend, Enchantment. It's you that I need, Gloria. String of hits, the legendary Enchantment, followed by Peebo Bryson. 93 point who?
You're listening to 93 point Tweed FM Instant. I am AMG, and chicks still better have my money. I'm tuned into the Thursday Night Flight with Tweed Cadillac. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. The only station playing me, AMG, and The Temptations.
Well, all right then. Let's keep it live right about now. Three-point Tweed FM. August 22nd will be the fabulous Del Monte. August 11th, Mighty Manhattan. Find another show coming like this, let me know so I can tune in. 93.3 FM.
Keep it light.
93.3 loves you if nobody else do. Main thing is love yourself. Make sure to treat others like you want them to treat your mama. Thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for all the support that you've given me. I truly love you.
Yeah. Happy summer to everyone. I hope you and yours are having a beautiful time in the neighborhood. We here at 93.3 Tweed want to thank you all.
93.3 Tweed FM is it. For me, I'm Sneak Rothstein, CEO of the world famous Trotius. Trotius.com. 93.3 Tweed FM.
I see y'all.
Keep it locked. 93.3 Tweed FM. Anthem. The only station playing Funkadelic to the Temptations. Low rider oldies and all in between. 347-308-8747 is the number to dial. Once again, that's 347-308-8747. Make sure y'all tune in, y'all. Every Thursday, keep it locked. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/indie is. Lowrider oldies and all in between. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
93.3 FM. It's a. Yeah. So
world famous Drodians can be heard at Drodians.com. Once again, we are back with the incredible Mr. Chris Jasper. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Great.
Man, it's such a pleasure to have you grace this platform. I've had many artists, but none of your stature. I truly respect everything you're doing. For those of my fans and listeners around the world, it's impossible for you not to know who this man is. He's played on so many classic, memorable songs over the years. What I want to know, Mr. Jasper, how does it feel like to be on the top? Because you were on the top for so long. I mean, just a string of hits and songs. I mean, what was the feeling like? Were you completely gratified?
Well, it was kind of surreal at times because you never really know how people see you. You know what I mean? You never really know that. But we saw what kind of response we got, you know, and when we did shows, and we got that feedback, which was fantastic. And we also got, you know, the response from how radio, you know, accepted our music and was playing our music. So it was a great feeling. But like I said, you never really know the magnitude of it, you know, when you're in the midst of it, you know.
Seemed like a big whirlwind thing, you know. And what I noticed about you that I wasn't really kind of hip to is that you're a classically trained pianist. You went to Juilliard. I mean, that in itself, it's like, how did you end up in an R&B group when musically you could have took it any direction you chose?
Yeah, I started off very young with R&B. I was, you know, like 6-7 years old when I first started to listen to Sam Cooke and Ray Charles and, you know, those guys, you know, Jackie Wilson. And I mean, that's when I first got my first taste of R&B. And after a while, my mother asked me, you know, to take piano lessons. And I started to study with this professor in Cincinnati. And that's when my classical training started. It was about 7 years old. So, but what drew me to music in the first place was R&B. And that stayed with me, even though I was taking the classical training. You know, I still played the, you know, the R&B songs by ear. But I was also getting that classical training. I was learning how to read music, how to analyze the music. And when I graduated high school, I had the opportunity to audition for Juilliard, and I did. And I just, you know, I studied composition because that's what I always wanted to be as a songwriter and composer. That was what I wanted to be. So that was right up my alley. But I found out that Billy Taylor, who was another person that I had followed, was teaching out at Long Island University, and I ended up transferring out there and finishing my a Bachelor of Fine Arts out there because that was the opportunity I couldn't pass up. And Juilliard was kind of strict on their composition program. They just wanted atonal music, which I could do, but I wanted to do other things. I wanted to do jazz and some other genres as well, so that's why I transferred. But it was a great experience, and I learned a lot, and I incorporated a lot of those things into the songs that I wrote. For the Isley Brothers.
Indeed you did. I mean, that whole complete body of work is like legendary. I mean, people can pick up an album right now and it's beautiful. I mean, it's like melodic. I'm sure that you had your hand in writing most of those tunes, the ones that you sung on and the ones you didn't. So, saying all of that, how many gold records do you have?
Oh,
you probably have a whole room full of nothing but accolades.
Yeah, it's like 10 to 12 or something like that. You know, some of them are platinum, some of them are just gold, you know. But it was a heck of a stretch, man, you know, there from 73 to 83. We had a lot of success. And again, you know, I attribute it to, you know, like I said, how we were received, you know. People really received our music well, and, you know, I appreciate that.
So how did the record industry treat you guys back then, in particular your own label? I mean, because I've heard so many sad stories about how artists get on a label and they don't have any publishing or things of that nature, and then they just end up with nothing after a body of work.
Yeah, we were
able to
maintain, you know, a lot of that, you know, songwriter royalties and, you know, publishing. So we were you know, the exception to that rule. But there were, you know, I do hear these stories too, that, you know, people get into situations and they find out that, you know, the business is very important. The business side of the business is very important. And sometimes an artist will neglect it because of their desire to get out there and make records. But I would advise anyone to, you know, pay attention to those things. Pay attention to the contracts, how they're written, and your publishing rights and your songwriting rights and all those things. Those should be kept very close.
So what's the greatest lesson you figure you've learned from the music business?
I think, like what I just said, keep your eye on the business side, you know, because you'll end up doing more business than you will music. That's just the nature of the beast, I guess you could say. You'll find out doing more business than performing and recording. So I would really advise a person to pay attention to business. And if you don't have a good business mind, then get some good advice. You know, get good people on your side, you know, good attorneys representing you, and accountants, you know. That's what I would advise anybody to do.
So what haven't you done musically that you always wanted to do?
What have I done lately?
What haven't you done that you've always
wanted
to
do? Oh, what haven't I done? Wow. I don't know. I've done a whole lot. I guess having maybe an album as widely received, you know, as on my solo career as was during the time with the group, you know. I guess that's something that I haven't experienced yet. But
well, I've listened to
I'd
your
like
new
to
album.
Huh?
I've listened to your new album, and I don't see what I didn't hear a flaw. I didn't hear nothing, man. It was actually like you never left. In regards to that, I understand that you have your own label now. So
yeah.
My question is, do you feel as if you enjoy the freedom of the creative control, or is it just a total independence by, you know, putting out your own products now?
I kind of like both things, but the creative side is always my favorite part, I put it that way. Going in the studio, recording something new, you know, working on it, you know, until, you know, you're finished with all the lyrics, and then you get to mixing and the mastering side. That's always the best part to me, even when I first started. I always enjoyed the creative side of it. So that creative freedom is very important to me.
I can dig it. I can dig it. Well, let's get into one of your songs. Hold on. Let me pull up one that I really thought was extremely interesting. Let's check this out. Chris Jasper Live, 93.3 Tweed FM. It's going down.
Why can't we love one another while we
ladies and gentlemen, from the great Mr. Chris Jasper. Sir,
yes.
What other artists have you recorded with other than the Isley Brothers that the public might not know?
Chaka Khan. I did a song with her on her CK album. I wrote the song Make It Last. And I got to sing background with her on there and played all the instruments. And it was a great experience. It was very nice.
Oh, you play other instruments other than the keys?
Oh, yeah. I play guitar on this album, you know, and all the keyboards. I also play bass. I played a lot of bass on the Isley Brothers stuff. A lot of people don't know Marvin handled
all of that.
No, Marvin handled, he handled most of it, but sometimes when there was a situation where, you know, I was using a wah-wah pedal, because I wrote the song, and I wrote the song with a wah-wah pedal on the bass. So me and Ernie, you know, were used to using a wah-wah pedal because Ernie played guitar, and, you know, I played the keyboards, and I used wah-wah on the clavinets and all that stuff, and we were used to it. Marvin wasn't really used to it, so there was times when, you know, it was a little difficult for him, so I would just play it. Like on Tell Me When You Need It Again, you know. Songs like Slow Down Children. A lot of the bass solos, you know, well, all of the bass solos I played. But
wow.
I also play drums, too. And I play guitar on the songs with the Isley Brothers, too. People don't know that either. I Want to Be With You, how that song starts off, that Mutron sound on the guitar, that's me. That's kind of my signature. I have it on Keep Believing on this album. You know.
Oh, okay. Wow.
When I play guitar, a lot of times I'll plug in that Mutron as an effect. And when you hear that, that's me. And I also play straight parts, too. Like on the Don't Say Goodnight, I played on there, too. But, you know, that music and why my music now sounds so much like that is because I was playing a lot of that music, you know. And, you know, people are starting to learn that now, that, you know, I was extremely involved in the creation of that music.
Right. You created the sound, basically.
Yeah.
Plus, you were so smooth, man. You had the perm and all of that. Oh, man. Do you still get recognized when you go to McDonald's?
Sometimes. It depends on where I am, you know. Certain places people recognize me, you know. Sometimes, you know, I'll have sunglasses on or something. They won't know who I am, you know. But it just depends on where I am, you know.
So what hobbies do you have? Do you skateboard? Do you shoot dice? What do you do for your spare time?
No, I don't do anything dangerous. And I'm not a big gambler either, you know. No, I like to spend time with my family, you know, go to dinner and the movies, you know, stuff like that. And I go, I like doing landscaping. I like to work with my hands, you know, like to build things. I built a lot of stuff around here. You know, that's kind of how I like to spend my time is doing things physically. Because I used to work out a lot, you know, when I was with the group. And I still do work out, but it's a different type of workout. I like to accomplish something at the same time, you know. So, yeah, I like to work with my hands.
You know, it was another song you sent me that kind of really touched me as well, man. I like to get into that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the name of this song is called Inspired, and it's a real deep song, man. Please enjoy this. You're on 93.Tweet FM with Mr. Chris Jasper.
Me, baby, only one
that you desire to give your love.
I need to say I'm so
nice song, man.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah,
so
that's,
you have
that's
any upcoming shows
truth,
or events?
Huh?
You have
the
any upcoming shows or events you'll be attending?
Oh, I tell you what, if you go to chrisjasper.com, everything will be on there, events, you know, on the calendar. So if I'm having something coming up, it's going to be on chrisjasper.com, and everybody can just go and find it. But there's things in the works, the people are talking, but there's nothing definite yet, but as soon as there's something definite, it will be right up there on the on chrisjasper.com.
So where have your musical talents taken you all across the world? I mean, where have you been?
Basically, here in Europe, you know, all around the United States, and I've been to Europe. But, you know, that, like I said, that's not my favorite part of the business is traveling. I mean, because that... traveling can kind of wear you down, you know, physically. I love recording. I love going in the studio, recording new music. And that's what I did, you know, with the group, with the two groups, actually, with Isley Brothers, Isley Jasper Isley, and my solo career. I just love making music. That's what I like the most.
Okay. So how do you view the industry of today in comparison to, you know, when you guys were signed to a major label? And What do you think about the acts that are coming out now? Do you listen to any new music?
Yeah, I do. I think there's occasionally there's something that you know catches my ear, you know. But I do think a lot of things tend to sound the same sometimes. A lot of the records they tend to sound the same, and I don't know what that's attributed to. It may be you know, just the background of the writers and the producers, you know, because what you produce, you know, comes from your mind, comes from your head, you know, so maybe it's attributed to the background, you know, I find that in a lot of things, you know, not only music, you know, but films, even, you know, automobiles, they all look the same, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of the sign of the times, you know. There's not a lot of innovation going on, but once in a while I'll hear something that, you know, kind of catches me, you know.
I can dig it. Well, let's go into one of your other hits. People have been telling me if I don't play this song, they're never going to tune in again. So I have to play this one. It's called Caravan of Love. Everyone knows it. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Here it is. 93.Tweet FM, y'all.
Thank you.
Mr. Chris Jasper. Isley Jasper, Isley. Sir, that was like a classic that will go down in musical history for years to come.
Yeah.
What was the feeling
back a lot of
when
memories,
you did that
yeah.
song?
What was the feeling
that you got when you did that song, considering that you were always in the background, you know, the guy with the perm, you were all so cool, but now you had the chance to step out in front?
Yeah.
Were you nervous? I mean, were you ready to be in front, or do you just enjoy, you know, how you said you really enjoy the building of the music,
mm-hmm.
the formulating of the music, but when you were thrust to the forefront, were you apprehensive, or did you have the confidence to get out there and be like that front man?
Yeah, that happened even before we formed IC Jasper, IC, that confidence, because there was a point in the show when we used to do live shows, and this was near the end of, you know, like the six-member group IC Brothers. It was like around 82 or 83, somewhere in there. But one time, Ronald, you know, asked me to come out and sing one time, right? Because I used to do all the guide vocals, and Ernie used to do some of the guide vocals, too, for Ronald. So he already knew we could sing. So he asked me to come out in the middle of the stage one time to sing, and the house came down, you know?
Wow.
And after that, we had to keep putting that in the show. You know, that I would go out there and sing. So my confidence grew from there, you know. And then once we formed Isley Jasper Isley, I was ready for that, you know. Because I'd been doing it in the studio anyway, you know, styling the songs, you know, the phrases and all that stuff and the melodies. So I was used to working, you know, and singing. It's just nobody had seen me do it on the record, you know. To sing the whole song. I sang, you know, on Choosy Lover, you know, with Ronald, on First Love, and It's All Right With Me, and, you know, a lot of songs, and I was singing a lot of backgrounds, but nobody saw me, you know, out front yet, you know, on the record. So Caravan was not the first, but it was one of the first that got it was one of the songs that got the most attention. So by that time, yeah, I was ready to do it.
So what was your greatest showbiz memory? I'm sure you have so many. I mean, what was time where you just had to say, man, this is the life. I really enjoy this. I mean, who inspired you?
Man. Well, like I started off, I was talking about like Ray Charles and Sam Cooke, huge influence, those two guys. Also Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder. I followed Motown a lot, you know, when I was coming up. Those were huge influences on me, you know.
So how can the people purchase your new music?
Oh, they can go to chrisjasper.com, and that'll take them to CD Baby, which has it, Amazon, iTunes, just about everywhere. Even if you go and ask for it at the store, they can get it for you, you know. So it's available out there. You can download it. You can buy the physical CD. You know, it's on both formats. It's ready.
Okay. So what advice can you give a new artist to sustain longevity like you've had in this crazy business of music?
Yeah. Well, I alluded to before, is to really know as much as you can about business. I mean, because that's extremely important. But on the creative side, the more you do, the better your chances of lasting a long time. Like if you perform, if you're a performer, if you're a singer, if you write, that's another plus. You know, if you can produce your own records, that's another plus. You know, everything you can do in the production of the song increases your chances of longevity. Because I find a lot of times when an artist maybe only sings, and they have to find material, sometimes that can be very difficult, you know, and it can postpone your release, you know, for a long time until you can find material. So the more you can do on the creative side, the better.
Are you a part of any nonprofit organizations or foundations that you want the listeners to know about?
No, not at the present time. No, I I'm not a part of any, you know, group like that. But, you know, who knows? Maybe in the future I will, you know.
Okay. I have a daughter that's a second-year college student.
Mm-hmm.
She's running for the Miss Compton 2013 beauty pageant. She's up for the People's Choice Awards.
Uh-huh.
I would like to tell all the listeners that you can text area code 424-242-8031. Vote for contestant number 12, Cheyenne Brown. You can see pictures at MissCompton.com. And actually, hold on 1 second. I think I have a caller. 1 second, please. Caller, you're live on 93.2 Tweet FM. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. Hi.
We were just speaking on you. You're live on the air. You want to tell the people your platform and how you plan to cinch this Miss Compton 2013 beauty pageant?
Yes. Hi, viewers. My name is Cheyenne Brown. I'm contestant number 12 in this year's Miss Compton pageant. My mission is to bring awareness to the game of chess and how beneficial it is in raising self-esteem, self-motivation, and discipline. You can order tickets online if you'd like to come out and see me. Or if you would just like to keep up with my journey, you can go to www.MissCompton.com.
Oh, that's so nice. It kind of seems like we're cheating here. But, yes, I'm a proud papa, and she's a worthy daughter. And we want all our listeners to make sure that you vote for her. Once again, Cheyenne Brown, contestant number 12. You can text your vote. She's up for the People's Choice Award also. Area code 424-242-8031. Thank you so much. Go to bed, Cheyenne.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
Love you, too. Have a good show.
Bye-bye.
Doing
Thank
good.
You, baby. Mr. Jasper.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry that about
great.
That. Got to plug
That's
the babies,
nice.
Man. Got to plug the babies.
Yeah.
So, sir.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You still have that Moog keyboard that you was playing way back in the day? You know how, like, artists will keep their first guitar, things of that nature. You still have your first vintage keyboards that they probably don't even make anymore.
Yeah, I have some. I have some. I have my first clavinet. Which was huge, man. I wanted a clavinet like nothing else, man. And I have that, and I have some of, you know, Prophet 5, which was another one of my first, you know, big synthesizers, you know. I have a few of my first things, but some of them, you know, didn't make it this long. You know,
I understand you guys. I understand you guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll
and
Hall of Fame.
I actually donated one of my synthesizers to the Hall of Fame. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll see it. It's
I
up
saw
there.
The pit.
Yeah,
I
and
saw
that,
the pit.
That's, that keyboard that I'm holding there, that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you go there in Cleveland, you'll see it right there. And I donated one of my outfits up there, too.
Oh, that was you? Okay,
yeah.
The gold one.
The gold, yeah,
that.
That's mine.
Yeah,
yeah,
I saw that. Wow,
yep.
That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah.
Well, sir, Mr. Jasper, it's been a pleasure. You are always welcome here at 93.2 Tweet anytime. I want to thank you for your time. If you want to stick around, I'm going to play a few more of your songs. If you'd like to stick around, that's cool. If you're busy and you got to go, feel free to call me at any time. You are more than welcome to come back.
Okay. I guess I'll hang out, you know. I like listening.
Beautiful. All right, here we go. Let's get into this one. This is Insatiable Woman. You're on 93.2 Tweet FM.
Thank you.
93.Tweet FM, 347-308-8747. That was Insatiable Woman by Mr. Chris Jasper. Sir.
Yes.
Are you willing to work with any new unsigned artists? Like, suppose somebody hits you up on your website and they, you know, was kind of tight in their presentation and they had some pretty cool music. Would you lend your expertise for an unsigned artist, or do you only work with the pros?
No. I had a couple of unsigned artists. Brothers by Choice, there was a group kind of like Boyz II Men that I signed and worked with in the 90s, and also a group called Out Front. They were a gospel group. It all depends on the material, you know, that they're working with. That's kind of what attracts me to, you know, a new group is the direction, the musical direction they're taking. So it would depend solely on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your studio regimen? You know, back when I was in the industry myself, and I know producers, you know, they go in the studio and they might want 4 red lights and 6 bottles of Perrier water, and then they can get into their vibe. Do you have like a, you know, like a routine where everything just has to be just exactly right for you really to get into that mold? What do you
no,
do to
man.
Prepare?
You know, I'm a workaholic, man. I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff, man. I just want my voice to be clear, and if I have a cup of tea or something, you know, I'm good. You know what I mean? I don't need all that other stuff, man. To me, you can either sing or you can't. You know, and all of that prima donna stuff, all that little mess, man. No, that's no. Just give me the mic.
What song did you run? Huh?
Give me the mic and let me go, man.
There we go.
That's
what
it.
What song did you write and you just knew it was going to be a hit? You just felt it in your fibers.
The one
you, said,
you just
man,
played.
This one right here.
The one you just played in Caravan. I knew absolutely,
right?
Man. I remember the time when I finished writing Insatiable Woman. I got on the phone with Ernie. I said, Ernie! And I sang it to him on the phone, man. You know, I knew, you know. And Caravan, too, man. That was a no-doubter, you know.
Wow.
No
doubt.
Yeah,
you know, to be able to take a song from an embryo from the day that you picked up that pencil, even if you had to write it on a napkin, you know,
yeah.
To get into the studio, to get into the booth,
yep.
Then to have it pressed and out there to the public, and then it blows up, and now you're nationwide. You hear it on the radio when you get into the car. That's a man. That's a feeling that cannot be described.
I know it is.
How do you
it's
describe
another,
that?
For the love
feeling.
Of you was
what
like
did
that.
It feel
you
like?
Know, for the love of you and Between the Sheets too. Both of those, same thing. You know.
Wow, you just knew it. You just said, man, we're going to be okay.
That's right. And you feel good after you have at least one of those, you know what I mean? And, you know, I've had that experience. You know, when I did Superbad on my solo project, I felt like that. Once I had that one, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. All right, I got an album here. And I had another one called Like I Do on there, which was a ballad.
Okay.
You know. And they were both strong. Superbad was the funky one, and Like I Do was the ballad. And when you have two songs like that that, you know, have really something special in them, it makes you feel really good.
Right. Okay. Hold on 1 second. We have a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, you're live on 93.Tweet FM Ism.
What's going
Hello.
On, Mr. Tweet? Hello.
Hello, how you
Mr.
doing,
Tweet,
sir?
Like,
hello.
I'm blessed. I'm
hello,
blessed, my
how
brother.
Are you?
I'm blessed, my brother. This is Mr. Raji.
Okay.
How are you, sir?
I'm all right, my brother. I'm all right. I want to say first off, congratulations for everything you're doing out there. And I also have a question for Mr. Jasper.
Oh, hey. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, Mr. Jasper. First off, I want to thank you for all the music that you've given us over the years. And all the hits. And I have a question for you. I'd like to know if there are any artists out there today, currently, on the radio that you would like to work with personally.
Oh, well, I've said this over and over, but I have to say it again. I think Stevie Wonder would be first on the list because I've always liked him. I always followed his music, and he's had influence on me. I think it would be a very interesting thing, you know, to work with him. You know, I can't think of anybody offhand right now, but, you know, maybe somebody like Usher or, you know, Beyonce or, you know, some of the people like that, you know, who are really, really doing it, you know, very well now. But, you know, off the top of my head, that's what I can think of right now. But I'm sure there could be some others.
That's right. And what is your... What are your thoughts on the new hip hop movement that's going on?
I don't know. I don't follow hip hop a whole lot, but as I was alluded to earlier, I just think I would like to see more variety in it, you know. Because like when I was coming up and I was, you know, learning the craft of songwriting and all that, there was a lot of different things happening, you know, different types of music happening. You had Earth, Wind & Fire, you had the Commodores, you had the Isley Brothers, you had the Philly International Sound, you know, you had Stax, you know, mm-hmm. So many different things happening within R&B. And that kind of variety is kind of missing now. And if anything, I would like to see more variety in it, more innovation, you know. And I would like to see a lot of the, you know, lyrics cleaned up, because I don't believe you have to go in the gutter to have a hit record, you know, or to make an impression. I never believe that. So, you know, that's another thing, you know, just personal integrity, you know, that kind of thing. I would love to see more of that.
Thank you very much. Me too, as well.
Sir, thank you, Rod G, for calling in.
Thanks for the call, brother. No problem. Thanks for all the music, and thanks for everything you're doing out there, Mr. Tweed Cadillac.
Man, we appreciate you even more, sir. Thank you.
All right.
93.3 Tweed FM ism. I got to get into one more of these songs, man, because you guys have inspired me so much. You gotta let my people go.
All right now.
Point.
Hit them with it.
That's not right how they do us, Chris Jasper.
Why'd you have to hit him so hard, man?
Man, I had to slap him with the fault because they don't understand. I got to slap him with
everybody's
the fault.
Everybody's awake
man.
Now, good.
Exactly. Man, we got to pluck that bass line, man, to their brain stem so they understand what's going down over here.
That's the real funk, baby.
Yes, sir. They must let our people go, man.
Yes.
You know, kind of embarrassed to say this to you, but I keep it real with my people. The single Any Day, I accidentally deleted it. I'm looking for it to play right now, and I accidentally deleted it.
She'll get it to you right
next week.
Right away.
I already
sure
have it. It's on some other hard drive. So next week, you guys, stay tuned, and I will debut world premiere Any Day, the new single from Mr. Chris Jasper. My bad. But what I want to say, sir, it's been a pleasure again. I basically run out of questions. What do you want to tell the world about Mr. Jasper that they might not know?
Oh, man. I don't know. Well, I always like to thank the public, you know, the fans, because they're the ones, you know, that keep, you know, this machine going here, Gold City. And I'm just very appreciative of, you know, throughout the years with the Isley Brothers, Isley Jasper Isley, and solo career, I really appreciate their support. And also, you know, people like you, Tweed, you know, the people in radio, you know, all those things have to click together, you know. And I really do appreciate it. I sincerely appreciate that kind of support. So that's one thing I have to get off, you know, just get that out there and let people know how I feel about it.
Well, we got you, man. We got your front, your back, and your side. All you got to do is call. All
right.
Man, to be someone that has done all you've done, and you're still here for the people, you're by the people, and you're with the people, it's all good. And you're here to protect the people, too. You're speaking for the people. How can we not have your back?
Yeah, I got to say I got to say what's true, man. I put it in my music, you know what I mean? That's where it's at. I feel if I can have the privilege to record, I want to say something important and, you know, offer some solutions, you know, and maybe, you know, give some little information, you know, in my songs. And that's kind of what I'm about, you know.
That's a beautiful thing. On behalf of 93.3 Tweed FM, we want to say thanks again to Mr. Chris Jasper, sir.
All right.
You will be a lifelong friend. Don't forget my name, Tweed Cadillac, baby.
Hey,
and it's going down. I will talk
to
you.
You know I ain't
going
to forget.
I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much, sir, for stopping through. And you are more than welcome. I will personally right now give you the key to 93.3 Tweed.
All right, man. I appreciate it. And Margie's going to get that, you know, that MP3 to you right away.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, sir. And you have a blessed night, you and yours.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
93.3 Tweed FM is going down. Much love goes out to Mr. Jasper. He could have been anywhere else in the country, as R. Kelly say, but he came to 93.3 Tweed FM. On behalf of my staff, and I am Indy, we'd like to thank you. Please, once again, vote for Cheyenne Brown, contestant number 12. She's not just a client, she's my baby.
Thought I
93.3 FM. Ism. The only station playing Parliament with the Funkadelics. Mixed with the Temptations. Slash with the Isley Brothers. Caller, you are live. 93.3 FM. Good evening, sir. Or ma'am. Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, sir. You're live on the air. Yes, this is you. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, what's up? I was, tripping on the phone. This is Jarray calling from New Orleans.
How you doing, sir? Thanks for calling 93.3 FM. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello? You need to adjust your phone volume.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Oh, sorry.
The world can hear you.
Yeah, this is Jarray from New Orleans, Louisiana, showing love to the Tweet Cadillac Show. Also, can't wait to check you out tomorrow on another show, you Penthouse Players Clique. Also, been laying back enjoying the whole show for tonight, man. Can't wait to see your next guest. Pick up some more experience from you today about this music business because of the questions you ask the artists that come up on here.
Oh, man, I have to be informative yet entertaining because it's things that I want to know. It was a lot of things that people didn't teach me when I was an artist that I wish that I would have had the chance to learn. So I need to share that to the people as well. Speaking of next week's group, that will be the legendary Enchantment. I'm sure you heard of Enchantment if you're in the oldie circuit.
Yeah.
You That I Need, Gloria. Then followed by the Manhattans on August 11th, followed by Peebo Bryson August 15th, and backed up by the Mighty Delphonics August 22nd. So 93.2 FM is a moving soul train. I need you to tell all the haters to tell a player it's going down.
Always for sure, man, and always keep the game going because, like I said, I learned a lot. It's always good to ask questions. For everybody out there that's listening, it's always good to ask questions before sampling somebody's music. It's always good to learn the shady side of the business, and they giving it up to you raw and uncut because they've been in the business. Much love to
Full
you, show.
Three.
Tweet F-ism.
You're so kind. Thank you, sir. 93.3, right, let's get funky with it. Let's get funky with it. Yeah, boy. 347-308-8747. All that. Don't yell, y'all. 93.3 FM. We push the funk down in a real way. Need y'all once again, y'all, to vote for my princess, Miss Cheyenne Brown, contestant number 12. Text 324-242-8031. These are for the People's Choice Award, Miss Compton Beauty Pageant 2013. You want to see clips to the platform? Go to MissCompton.com. 93.3 FM. We bump over here, baby. Once again, thank you, Mr. Chris Jasper, for enlightening this platform. The insight from the inside of the music business. Appreciate you and your music. Like I said, next guest will be Enchantment, followed by the Manhattan, followed by Smoke Ice, followed up with Obama. Can't stop the high speed soul train. 93 FM. Rest in peace, Sugarfoot Bonner, Bobby Blueplan, Johnny Guitar Watch. To Rod G. We gotta keep it live, y'all. In our music. Make sure y'all pick up that Young Giant CD, younggiant.com. Anybody wanna contact me? I'm available for you always. OG3Cadillac.com. like this, and they can't do it like this. 93.3 Tweet FM. Ism. Just funky for the thrill, y'all. Remember, whatever you do today will dictate tomorrow. Remember that. Gotta get up and get down. I gotta start to dance. I'm taking y'all way back. No right oldies, R&B, and all in between. You tuned in to 93.3 Tweet FM. This goes out to Margie in Connecticut. I didn't forget you, love. 93.3 Tweet FM. Tell a hater to tell a play. Yes, sir.
Message. Funkadelic with the Temptations, you hear me? Get at your boy.